Iraqis will vote this Sunday in an election for which many gave their lives. The vote was prompted by mass protests starting 2 years ago against a system rife with corruption and mismanagement. Security forces and militias linked to powerful political groups killed hundreds of those protesters. But NPR's Ruth Sherlock in Baghdad reports that Iraqis are split on whether the vote will bring change.
At Baghdad's Tahrir or Liberation Square, on a recent swelteringly hot day, hundreds of protesters bang a drum and honour the fallen members of their movement. Oh Hussein, we will not forget them, they chant, invoking the name of a historic figure from Shia Islam. The movement began 2 years ago, when desperate Iraqis in Baghdad and across the south took to the streets to demonstrate against poverty and poor public services in a country that should be rich with oil money. Their protests were dangerous. Security forces and militia groups frequently responded with violence, killing some 600 people.
It's very sad because my father and brother, it's here now killed. Okay?
I'm so sorry.
Mustafa Rasi, a medic, says his father and brother were among those shot in the protests. He himself was arrested for a week. But he says, a better Iraq is worth people sacrificing themselves for. Eventually, the protesters succeeded in forcing out the prime minister and triggering these elections under a new election law. The new system allows voters to choose specific candidates instead of broad party lists. It's meant to make politicians more accountable and re-energize a voting process that has suffered from low turnout and fraud. Roadsides are crowded with campaign posters for the 3,249 candidates. The government has brought in hundreds of election observers from the United Nations and European countries. Top clerics have called for people to vote. For Iraqis, like 29-year-old Mohammed Abdel Saher, this is an opportunity to try to bring change.
The protests happened so that we could see change in the elections. So now the elections matter.
Saher works in a bicycle store where he's paid only $14 a day. Sometimes, when he doesn't sell bikes, he earns nothing at all. He says he wants to vote for someone who will focus on public services like electricity and water, and says they must be a new voice in politics.
The old parties and the old rulers, we know them now. We tried them and they didn't change anything.
But many Iraqis don't expect change now either. In fact, many of the protest groups who risked so much for this vote are now calling for a boycott of the elections. They say it still favours the current powers. Back in Tahrir Square on a recent day, protesters chased away a candidate who'd come to campaign. One of the protesters there is Adra Sultan. She's a nurse who helped treat wounded protesters in the past. She says some of the parties running in this election are the same that oversaw the deaths of so many protesters. She believes they should be banned from running. And, she says, the electoral system still doesn't do enough to bring in new people to power. The election law does still heavily favour big established parties, the status quo, and possibly a return of the current Prime Minister, Mustafa al-Kadhimi, to power. Still, Adra Sultan says, with the blood of its martyrs, the protest movement has brought some changes, like ousting a Prime Minister. She says they'll keep pushing for more, but not through this election. Ruth Sherlock, NPR News, Baghdad.